Welcome to The Morning Show. This is one of your hosts, Phil Huff. Today on this segment, we're going to be talking with folks from this year's class of Sandpoint Leadership about Sandpoint Leadership and about their upcoming Cinco de Mayo fundraising event. With us today, we have John Rink from Lighthouse, Sherry Coldwell from the Sandpoint Senior Center, and Levi Schooner from Cochava. Why don't we start off with a little deeper dive from each of you?
Thanks, Phil. I've lived in Sandpoint for over 40 years, raised three kids. The community has just been absolutely wonderful place to live and to raise my children. And the reason why I am in the leadership Sandpoint class is it's my opportunity to give back to the community. And I think that from everything that they've given me and my boys, I think it's the right thing to do. So that's why I am in the class.
Sherry, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Sherry Coldwell. I moved here about 5.5 years ago, originally to be the after-school program director at Priest River Lamana High School, which I really enjoyed. And now I'm here at the Senior Center. I really wanted to take part in Leadership Sandpoint because establishing roots here, and I want to learn about my new community and the people and the businesses here. And it's just been really fun getting to know my new home a whole lot better. Really enjoyed getting to meet my classmates and all the small business owners in the area and the big business owners as well.
Levi.
Well, my name is Levi Schoonover. I moved here, almost 5 years ago now from San Francisco, originally born and raised in McCall, Idaho, though. I essentially had kind of two criteria when I left home. One was I wanted to work in technology. And then the other one was I needed to see a little bit more of the world before I was allowed back to Idaho, essentially. I feel like I achieved that. Sandpoint was a place close to home because they actually have a technology company here called Cochava. It's one of four companies essentially in the world that can do app analytics for advertisers if they're advertising beyond just Facebook, Google, Instagram, and such. So it's a super cool company, very rare to have in a town the size of Sandpoint. The reason why I wanted to do Sandpoint Leadership is coming from a town of 2,000 people, so McCall, Idaho. I know that there's always a lot of need in towns of that size. It's just really helpful to actually be able to be exposed to that need, see that need, and then you can start to invest your time into the areas that you feel you'd have the most impact. So Sandpoint Leadership exposes you to that.
Tell us a little bit more about what Sandpoint Leadership entails.
I'll start on that. And then if Levi and Cherry have anything to add, feel free to jump in. Leadership Sandpoint is a two-year class. It's run by the Chamber of Commerce. First year, you're a student. In the second year, you actually teach the class. The class kind of has four tracks. The first track is you learn how a nonprofit board works. We have board training. Every month we have a session on board training. You learn about the types of boards that are out there, how you can contribute, and what the proper role of a board is with respect to, say, an executive director or the actual organization. That's the first track. The second track is kind of this general tour of Sandpoint. We go and look at different businesses, the services that the community has to offer. We looked at some of the history behind Sandpoint, talked to the sheriff, went to the city hall. We just recently saw all the health services that the community has. We had a tour of Schweitzer, the Idaho Forest Group, Mill and McLeod. You just get this broad overview of what Sandpoint's about. The third track of the class is you really learn about the nonprofit landscape. You know, what are the nonprofits that are out there? Who are they are, and what are their needs? And then the final thing is kind of the fun part is we do a project fundraisers. We organize as a group. We have nonprofits come in and tell us what their needs are. We choose a nonprofit, and then we have a project fundraiser to help support that nonprofit.
It sounds like an awful lot. And the program starts in September, if I recall right. So you're running up through the end of it almost.
Well, for the first year, we're students this year. And so next year we'll teach the class.
You'll facilitate it.
Yep.
What are some of the things you've learned so far that you really think are pretty cool that you wouldn't have thought you might have learned?
I can take a stab. I would say some cool things that I have learned that I didn't think would be as applicable or helpful really centers around board training and just being an effective board member. There's around 140, I think, different nonprofits within the Sandpoint community. 40 of them are very active and making a pretty positive influence. I'd say I didn't realize the importance of the board going into the program and how much impact they can have, not only on the board itself, but on the community too. Say a great example of that is Kinnick-Sue Land Trust. Like they have an incredible board and they've been able to do things like Pine Street Woods, which is one of like three community forests in the entire country. And they're also trying to secure the Sledding Hill. And a lot of that starts at the top and then filters it down. So I'd say I didn't think that board training was going to be as exciting or helpful going into it, but it's proven to be invaluable and something that you can use every day.
I would agree with that, especially working in a nonprofit. I learned an awful lot.
Well, that's good. John, how about you? What's been remarkable?
I think the most impressive thing to me has been scope or the amount of work that nonprofits do. As long as I've lived here, I learned that there are even more nonprofits than I was aware of. I mean, amount of support that's necessary in this community and the amount of people that are filling those needs is truly impressive for a town this size.
That's a nice segue into one of the functions, John. I think you mentioned it is choosing a nonprofit to support with a fundraiser every year. Tell me a little bit about who you're going to be raising money for this year.
Well, this year we're going to raise money for the Bonner County Historical Society and the Kootenai Land Trust. And the project is a collaboration between those two groups. It's a historical sign project. And everyone that's been here for over the last couple of years have seen how rapidly the community is changing, right? It's growing. You know, with all that growth, you know, some of our natural and human history is disappearing. I mean, the landscape is changing. Things are now different, right? Buildings that were once there are raised. So part of this project is to help us understand the foundation of who we are as a community, not lose all those historical facts. So the project has got really two parts to it. There'll be a part that we focus on the Kootenai Land Trust properties, and then another part will be where the Historical Museum, Historical Society, puts up signs in various places downtown. Again, the intent is to document and learn from the past. And I think it's a really good way to help people that are new to town and visitors understand who we are as a community. It should be a good way for them to engage with the town. If they understand the history, they understand some of the fundamental principles and characteristics of our community, I think it gives them kind of a heads up into how to interact with Sandpoint.
Sounds like quite an exciting opportunity here for a great collaborative project. And primary form of support or money raising is through this Cinco de Mayo event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're going to be hosting a rather large street party out on 2nd Avenue. I'm not sure exactly where the cutoff is going to be, but it's going to be near the Truby Building? Is that the name of it?
The old Truby's Building.
Yeah, the old Truby's Building. So ways that you can help support this fundraising event and to enjoy yourself as well is to come out on Cinco de Mayo. We're going to have food trucks out there. We'll have games. We'll have raffles. We're going to have silent auctions. We're going to have a generator donated by Polaris through the Timber Sled folks. We're going to have a large wheelbarrow full of booze for people to raffle off. So if you come out, have dinner, walk around, enjoy yourself, you'll be supporting not just Leadership Sandpoint, but you'll be supporting this really awesome historical project for both KLT and for the Bonner County Historical Society.
There'll be live music. There'll mm-hmm. be an open bar. It's a sneak peek into the remodeled Truby's Building, right? That building has been there forever. And maybe some people don't remember it as Truby's. It's on the corner of Main and 2nd. Used to be a health food store for a long time. I'm not exactly sure who the owner is, but someone bought it, renovated it. Now it's going to be a restaurant. And so now it's an opportunity for the residents of Sandpoint to see what the inside looks like now, because it's all completely redone.
It's a very handsome building. I remember Truby's, and since that time, it's really opened up. The renovations make it look very attractive. And what time does the event start and end?
4:39.
If someone can't make it, they don't need to register ahead of time. They can show up the day of. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's no registration. Just show up. It's just kind of a open, fun street fair party. Levi's going to challenge anyone to cornhole. If anyone can beat Levi at cornhole, then, you know, they win some Kachava prize.
I would say something we haven't mentioned yet, but a resounding piece of feedback that we all had, I'd say every member in the group, is how great this program is, both from getting to have kind of an underground experience of Sandpoint, but also just as a networking opportunity. So if you're interested in participating next year, do you have to be kind of have like an executive sponsor and apply for the program? So please come talk to us. We'd love to show you or teach you more about the program and see if there's a way for you to get involved.
Can't teach the class unless there's students. If someone can't make it on the 5th, they're out of town, let's say, is there a way they can support either the event or the fundraising effort?
It's a good question. I'm not sure we thought that through.
I suppose the lowest hanging fruit would be if there are raffle tickets, are they for sale in advance and do you need to be present to win?
You don't need to be present.
And they are for sale in advance. We have all the students in the class have raffle tickets and they're out selling for the wheelbarrow booze. And one of the raffle items that might be of interest to people is the Shook Twins have offered a concert. So that's on an online auction, private concert. So, you know, Shook Twins are obviously locally fairly famous. Someone wanted to, you know, book them for some nice exclusive concert. That's an opportunity you have to go bid on that in our online auction.
Well, we're about running out of time, but quick round robin for closing thoughts. Maybe repeat the event details one more time and let folks know how they can buy a ticket in advance if that's possible. Levi, we'll start with you.
Perfect. Okay, so the event is on Thursday, I believe May 5th from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. No tickets needed in advance. Just come hang out. It will be a block party and a sneak peek into that chic building that looks like it should be a cocktail lounge.
I know. I feel like it should be a tapas bar.
We're really excited to have you all there. Yeah. Cheers.
Sherry, anything to add?
Yeah, just to kind of piggyback on what Levi was saying about if you're interested in participating in the next cohort with Leadership Sandpoint, you know, we would love to have you. It's a really awesome program. It's a great way to learn the history of the town you're in, to make connections with the other organizations, especially if you're in a nonprofit like I am. It's proven to be invaluable, all these connections that I've made that's only going to enhance our services and partnerships with other folks. A good example is I've been thinking about doing this oral history project with our seniors and being in the same cohort as Heather Upton, who is the director of the Bonner County Historical Society. This has given us both an opportunity to come together and really work on the oral history of Sandpoint and Bonner County. So it's paid off in immeasurable ways, just being a part of this great program. And if you're really interested in taking part, I fully urge you to contact Kate McAllister at the Chamber of Commerce and get some more information about joining our cohort next year. Maybe we'll get to be your facilitators.
John, you have the final thought.
Yeah, come on down. Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. Should be fun. Just going to be kind of hanging out, party. There'll be a booth for Kootenai Land Trust. So if you want to learn a little bit more about what they do, they will be there. There'll be a booth for the Bonner County Historical Society. If you have questions about the sign program that they're both collaborating on, they'll be there to answer those questions. There'll be a booth there about the Leadership Sandpoint program. So if you have questions about what it's like, we'll be able to answer those questions there. I do encourage people who have a sense of community to get involved with Leadership Sandpoint. It's a great way to, like Sherry and Levi has said, to get connected to other people in the community. I want to circle back to my point about if you feel like the community has been good to you and you want to give back, it's an excellent way to understand what your opportunities are.
Well, thank you, John, Levi, Sherry. We've been listening this morning from three folks from this year's class of Sandpoint Leadership talking about the upcoming Cinco de Mayo fundraising event for the Bonner County Historical Society, Kinnickso Land Trust's collaborative project on historic signage. As always, if you missed a portion of this interview and would like to hear it in its entirety, you can go to krfy.org and download the podcast.